It's Colorado Matters. I'm Zachary Barr. Marching bands from all over the country are refining their songs this week. Next Monday, they'll be performing in the 57th inaugural parade in Washington, D.C. And leading the band are the Color Guards. One of the troops performing in the parade is from Pueblo, the Native American Women Warriors. Micheline Bigman is from the Ojibwe tribe. She founded the group, and she tells us what it'll look like when they strut their stuff in Monday's inauguration.
We'll be in royal blue jingle dresses. Is actually from the Ojibwe tribe. Then the significance is, you know, each of us will have a big patch on our back signifying which branch we're in. It's a prayer dress, and the dance is a dance of healing, and that's the reason why we chose the dress. And it's actually cones, which is snuff can lids. And when you hear a lot of jingle dress ladies come in or dancing, it sounds like rain.
Snuff can lids. This is chew, like Copenhagen and Skål.
Yes, sir.
And that's hanging from your dress.
Mm-hmm. I think there's like actually six rows of them, and I think we have like maybe the max is 200 per dress.
Oh, my. Does that get heavy or cumbersome?
Yes, and loud.
You served in the military.
Yes.
What branch and when?
I served in the Army. And I raised my right hand on 17 April of 1987 and retired April 30th, 2009.
Why'd you join?
Well, with me, domestic violence is kind of really bad on some, I'm not going to say all reservations, but it seems to be like a common thing. And it was just a bad relationship. So I had to find a way to get out of it because I was like, if I want to be a statistic, I want to be a positive statistic.
And going to war, potentially going to war, was better than staying at home, it sounds like.
Yes, because I knew what my enemy was going to be doing. And, you know, I mean, you could decipher.
You were in the military for more than 20 years. Did you serve overseas in the recent combat missions?
Yes. I was deployed in Iraq when the war had first started, just before the war had started. And then again, it was 2003, 2004, and then 2006, 2007.
So it sounds like you were there for some of the most violent times.
Oh, yes.
And when you returned home, did you have any difficulty adjusting to civilian life?
Yes, it was hard. I noticed I was more jumpier. The nightmares, I was trying to overcome nightmares and trying to just fall back into like a family life.
Are some of these difficulties part of the reason why you decided to start Native American Women Warriors?
Well, how Native American Women Warriors came about was when we were at Denver March 2010. It originally started as a color guard. And then as time went on, we noticed that there was something that we had a passion about, and that was, you know, maybe we can do something to assist our women veterans. And it just kind of grew from there.
And for the people who get to see you in Washington, D.C. on Monday, either in person or on television, what do you want them to know?
Know that Native American women warriors want to be recognized for their service in the armed forces. I tell a lot of the young girls, we're like the heartbeat of America because it means so much to us because, you know, at one time, you know, we were the First Nations people, so we were, I guess you could say, we were here first. But I said we carry that. That's why a lot of us do step forward, because in our hearts, it's still with us and it's ours.
Micheline, thanks so much for talking with us.
Oh, thank you so much.
Micheline Bigman is the president and founder of the Native American Women Warriors. They're the first and only all-female Native American color guard in the country. The group's performing in Monday's presidential inauguration in Washington, D.C.